Call the May 15th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
The plaque was really nice.
She was here.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandria.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm is...
Absent.
No, she is here.
She's out of the room at the moment.
No, she's not here. She's absent. She didn't call...
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So it's the first meeting for our new economic development director, and we're all confused. It's not a good sign. Anyway, item B1 is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and speak your piece. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Terry Kiefer. I understand that you're going to discuss the drainage from 35th, 36th, and 37th Street tonight. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Don't you think the residents of that area should have been notified of this meeting? Nobody got any word of it.
It's an update. It's not. It's an update, actually.
Well, we would like an update. I mean, for the people that live in that neighborhood, we don't know anything that's going on.
Well, that is the responsibility of your alderman to do that.
I was notified by her of this meeting.
Good.
But I was told that we're supposed to get a letter in the mail informing us of all the meetings pertaining to this.
That's not standard policy.
You say so.
Mr. Kiefer, can I have your address, please?
7392 South 37th Place.
Thank you, sir.
And it affects me more than the rest because I have a corner lot, very huge corner lot. And I'd like to know what's going on.
Okay. Thank you.
I spoke to the city attorney. He told me there is nothing to prevent me from speaking, even though I'm not a citizen. Alderwoman Kristen Wilhelm, 3851 West College Avenue. I'm speaking to you about several items. One of them is apparently the one that I just missed when I was talking to the city attorney in the other room. On April 17th, in your packet, you can see that the motion was for to come back to this meeting and have a project update on the Ross and Holmes item. And from that motion, Glenn had sent a letter to me saying he was going to send out a letter to the residents, which I totally appreciated because he's caused an awful lot of work for me in my district, and I didn't need to go walking on any more doors, walking the streets. So he sent me a letter that said, and I have a copy of the letter here. It says there will be a project update at the next Common Council meeting on May 15th at 6:30 p.m., which is exactly what the motion was, that we would have a project update, and that is the exact date and time of that, which is in your council packet. Then he sent me that attached to an email that says, this letter will be sent tomorrow. I wondered why I hadn't heard from any of my constituents. My constituents are always in touch with me when they know there's something on the agenda. So I called one of them. She said, I'm not at home. But that letter did not say, and I've been waiting to hear when the next update is happening. When I get home, I'll call you. In the meantime, I called Mr. Kiefert and talked to his wife. She said, yes, I have this letter here. So she sent a picture of the letter. That whole sentence about that meeting notice is removed. Hence why you don't see any of the residents here that were concerned about the project. Now, Mr. Morrow had 2 weeks to let me know he modified that letter. I could have then went to the doors of the people to let them know it was going to be on the agenda, or I could have made a couple phone calls. Those residents are very interested in this project moving forward, a project that has been delayed because someone and amended but didn't amend a contract that has delayed what this council said we to the people we were going to do. I find this completely unacceptable, and I'd ask the alderman up here, if you got a letter from staff that said they were going to notify your residents and then the staff person pulled that out of the letter and didn't tell you, how would you feel about that? This is completely unacceptable. The other items I want to talk to you about are the motion that was made that's a correction in front of you tonight on the minutes. The motion says that I had asked the invoicing to be broken down and brought back to the council. As the clerk knows, once in my entire career, previous to that item, have I ever made the motion for invoicing. The reason why I don't make the motions or the second for invoicing is because I'm disappointed on how quickly we go through those. And although I'm voting on them, I think we need to pay more attention to them. So I ask for that item for Rupert Milkey for this project to be broken out. I would have expected in the perfect world that item would have been brought back during invoicing, and Paul, our finance person, would have handled it. Not the guy that I'm already having problems with, getting communication and stuff done. It is included and once again bundled into the Ross and Holmes project for the invoice. So part of that invoice includes information that Paul did provide. And if you look at that, you'll see on page 311, there's a line item for Sacred Heart Water Main. It's a new water main. That was able to be broken down as a water main. Although on page 313, the project number for this is water main improvements. Improvements are replacements. Improvements aren't new. So that agenda item or that voucher item is actually two projects rolled into one. It is not broken out. So when you say follow the money to try to find a project, you cannot follow the money on the design for the 35th Street Water. You can't follow it on an agenda for the waterworks. You can't follow it in the minutes. You can't follow it on the tape. And you certainly can't follow it in the invoicing. That's why I asked that item to be taken out separately. I don't understand quite why all of this is transpiring, but I have a park that has equipment that is in need of repair and change. That equipment has been purchased. It's not installed. 2 years ago, I made a motion to install the park equipment we purchased to take care of impact fees. It's been sitting in storage for 2 years. The motion was made to install that equipment at Pleasant View Park. It's still not installed. There are a lot of issues in my district, and I'm not sure why that's happening. And the majority of them center around Mr. Morrow. And I want you to know that engineers have a code of ethics that they are supposed to tell their employees when they have a second job. Mr. Morrow has a second job. Probably you don't know about it. But he posts that he works from 5 to midnight every night of the week online, which we all know. He sits on Plan Commission, Common Council, Board of Water,
Public Works.
So I don't see how he can actually do that. Now, I went into his office and found him sleeping at his desk. I said nothing. The next time he didn't return my phone calls for 2 days, I went into his office. I got accused of snooping. Got a letter sent out. I called him up and I said, you know what I really want to say? going to be really hard for me to catch you sleeping at your desk now from this point forward if you're not allowing people into the engineering department anymore, which was the direction. I've been here long enough, 20 years, nearly 20 years I've been watching, 18, I've been watching these shenanigans go on about how you keep employees and keep aldermen from accessing certain things. I'm calling you out on it. I'm not going to put up with this. There's a policy in front of you, which I won't be voting on because I'm speaking on it right now, about changing the bullying and harassment. I think that should be tabled because I'm very concerned about a couple of the items that are listed in it, particularly clarifying that all imposing disciplinary actions is not harassment if it can be applied in a discriminatory manner. Clarifying that although elected officials are not employees of the city under the applicable state and federal laws, they still cannot engage in harassing or discriminatory activities toward employees. Also clarifying the policies intended to protect not only employees but vendors. In the past, I've had to go directly to vendors to get answers to my questions because Mr. Morrow doesn't seem to have the answers to the questions. I see this as a very controlling policy for this council, and I think you should very carefully know what you're voting on before you adopt this. And there might be some other things you might want to think about in adding to this that might give the aldermen some teeth when they're being harassed by a staff member. Because it was completely uncalled for that I went down. If Mr. Mao would have returned my phone calls, after two phone calls, I wouldn't had to even been in his office waiting for him to take my phone call. I politely waited for him to get off the phone, but I didn't want to eavesdrop. So I was wandering around where he could see me and stepped into Sarah's office to say hi to her, and she wasn't there, and was looking at a map on the door and was accused of the mayor telling me I can't be snooping through people's personal desk drawers. Totally out of line. Everybody up here knows that I have more scruples than that.
Thank you. Any other citizen wishing to speak? Any other citizen? Seeing no one rise, I will close the citizen comment period. Move on to item 2A. I'm pleased to announce my appointment of Ms. Callie Berg as our new Economic Development Director. Callie comes to us from southwestern Michigan. She has proven some staying power. Callie was a finalist when we hired Mr. Hertzberg, and she came back, and here she is. Welcome, Callie.
Thank you. I'm bringing charm pops on my first day because second time is a charm. So I am very happy to be here, and the mayor asked me to come in and give you a chance to get to know me a little bit and to share with you a little bit about my background and what brings me here. So most of you that I met before the session began were aware that I'm originally from Wisconsin. I grew up in Wauwatosa. I went to Wauwatosa West. I'm a graduate of UW-Milwaukee, and I've spent most of my time since then in Michigan. And I've always wanted to stay near the Great Lakes. I've always wanted to come home. And when this opportunity came up and I started looking at the community, I realized that this was a city that had a lot of things on the table, a lot of assets, great location, lots of different styles of development that are taking place. And so when the opportunity came up, I jumped at it. And so here I am. And I can go into some more detail on my background. I know my resume is in your packet, but I'm happy to answer any questions or go into more detail on anything that you like.
Anyone?
I would just ask that thank you, Your Honor, that schedule some, reach out to each of us to schedule some time to sit down to have some one-on-ones. I think that's the best way to handle it.
Absolutely.
Instead of having a Q&A here, so I'd be more than willing to sit down with you.
I'll look forward to that.
Excellent.
Kelly will start with us on June 11th.
Okay.
So it'll be June 11th and a half.
Sure.
sign some papers.
Okay.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I have to apologize for not spending as much time talking to you. The meet and greet, as you can see, I was pretty upset about the items that I spoke about, and I hope we'll always have clarity and transparency in our communication, and I welcome you to Franklin.
Thank you. In a community this size, there are bound to be lots of issues that need to be resolved, and that's par for the course.
Anybody else? Thanks, Kelly.
You're Thank you.
Stick around and see some sausage made. And
yeah, we'll I think go. I will. Thank you.
Thanks. Worst case, we'll see you on the 11th.
Don't make her do that unless she's already signed the contract.
Exactly.
How this meeting yeah, started.
Yeah, yeah you may not want to stick around.
Yeah, well, item two, B2 is a report on the Public Service Commission's hearing on the petition by Oak Creek Water Utility to expand their facilities. This was the third application for the similar. You want to do this?
Is the fourth?
Let's see, attorney.
Second application, each application was reopened. So the decision was made after the fourth hearing and submission of testimony in the process round.
And the Public Service Commission unanimously made the motion to deny Oak Creek's request for facility expansion. It was anywhere between a $24 and a $36 million project. The PSC estimated that our rates would have gone up nearly 30%. So we intervened and won that case. So that's that agenda item. Also wanted to item C to recognize our water utility. They were recognized by the Wisconsin Rural Water Association for their safety. I don't believe there's been an injury in water utility in years.
That should be listed in the packet as C instead of B then, because the way it's listed in the packet is B2B.
So noted.
There you go. Okay, move on to regular order of business. Item C, the minutes, there's a corrected copy, minutes of the regular Common Council of May 1st.
So moved.
A second.
As corrected.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. There are no public hearings. Organizational business, my appointment to the Board of Review, and we're still missing one from
District 4. I'm at a loss, so I got to do some work. Okay. I'm rarely at a loss, but I am on this one.
And District 3 is in the process of possibly looking for a replacement.
My appointment, Kel Swoboda, will take the mayoral's appointment.
You can give them to me, her to me.
No, Alderman Wilhelm.
What's that?
It needs a motion to approve.
Oh, motion to approve. I actually wanted that person for mine, but you beat me to it, I guess.
Make him feel unnerved when he's got a whole city to something.
Okay. There was a motion. Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Roll call. I'm sorry, Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstention. Item F, now that I get to it, is a notice of a Weekenders Club program from Maddock. You can take a dog home for the weekend. Hmm. So there you go. That applies to Alderman D'Andrea especially. 80 dogs today, Mark?
74.
74. There's profit in watching dogs. Regular order
shirt,
of business.
By the way, our shirts.
In production.
All right. Item G1 is a consent agenda. Any motion for separate action?
No. Motion approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item G2 is a presentation, page 35 of our comprehensive annual financial report. Mr. Rotzenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Finance Committee and the Finance Department, along with the cooperation of numerous department heads, have prepared the comprehensive annual financial report for the city as of for the calendar year of 2017. the report is still in a draft fashion, as there is one piece of information that is outstanding. We do not expect that that piece of information will modify this report in any fashion. Once the information is complete and made available to the auditors, they can complete their particular report. So the report is still in a draft form, but we do not expect any changes to this particular report. I want to talk a little bit about how the report is organized, because there's actually two sets of financial reports in this annual financial report. The first is the one that you're most familiar with. It's called the governmental reporting, and you're accustomed to seeing the general fund and the fund reports, and that is included in this report. It begins on Exhibit C and continues through the rest of the report. And then there's a longer-term set of financials. It's called the government-wide basis. This is a set of financial reports that looks at a longer term. The short-term financials, the government report, is you would consider it a cash basis type report, so it's looking at cash receipts and cash disbursements and how things are going on, whereas the longer-term government-wide basis attempts to match expenses as they're occurring, even if they don't involve cash, and revenues that are occurring even if they don't involve cash. And we'll talk a little bit about what those are as we go through this report. The report is organized in a couple of different fashions. There's an introduction, which includes a transmittal letter from my office to you. There's also a discussion of MD&A. Running out of words here. So there's an introduction. Then there's the basic set of financial statements. Exhibit A and B are the long-term financial statements. Exhibits C and D are the shorter-term financial statements for the city. There's a long group of footnotes, and they provide a wealth of additional information in the financial report on different subject matters. Then there's some required supplementary information. It's about 10 pages related to pension and OPEB-type reporting. There's some supplementary information which gives you detailed budget information for each of the funds that have budgets. And last but not least, an unaudited section. It's called the statistical section, a large group of tables